We're continuing. We'll start with the halacha first of who has priority in getting your ma'aser k'safim money. So last time we spoke more about relatives, and now we'll speak about the different classifications of people. Okay, a tzanua and yirei shamayim comes before somebody who's not like that. And it's interesting, a Am Ha'aretz, who's a Yirei Shamayim, comes before a Talmud Chacham, who's not a Yirei Shamayim. Okay. If you have relatives who are Frum, and relatives who are not Frum, so the Frum relatives come first before the non-Frum relatives. Okay. Some say that after all things are equal, right? All relatives, all not relatives, whatever, the one that's more needy comes before the ones that are less needy. Okay. Okay. And therefore, what's it called? Not everybody, not the one who's needy means that he suffers more than others. So that can be a very subjective kind of thing. Somebody may have less money, but he's able to cope with it better than somebody who has more money but can't cope with what he has. And he's suffering more, so he comes first. An almana, a yosom, comes before an almana. And how long is a person considered a yosom? Right? According to the strictest definition, I'm a yosom too. So, pashtus, a yosom is a yosom as long as he is not self-sufficient. That he still depends on other people. So it depends on other people, right? So then his being a yosom is a handicap, because he should have a father or mother that he can depend on, and now he has to depend on others. But once he's on his own, I would imagine that somebody who already is married has a job or whatever, is no longer considered a yosom begabi this. An almana is an almana until she remarries. Once she remarries, even if she was an almana before this, she doesn't have the status anymore of an almana. Okay. And some say that it doesn't really depend on the almana and the yosom. It depends on who, again, is more hurting. Sometimes the yosom is not as bad as the wife feels, or the husband is an almana too. Could be that he also is hurting. Okay. Okay. If you have a orphan and orphaness who have to get married, okay, so the girl comes before the boy. You have the orphan's marrying somebody else, and the orphaness is marrying somebody else. The yosoma comes before the yosom. Okay. If you have a group of people that have a similar need. You want to give to an organization that takes care of that group of people. Or you can give to individual people, so the group comes before the individual, except here also it depends on how many people there are to support the group, right? And how many people will support this yachid. It could be that since you have a reason to give to the yachid and other people wouldn't give, and there are many people who will support the organization, better to give to the yachid, because otherwise you wouldn't get. Here's another interesting halacha that applies to other halachas too, and that is if you have somebody that you don't like, okay, even if you have right not to like them, how can you not like somebody beheter? Right? So the Gemara says you saw somebody be over an aveira, b'mezid, and you know he didn't do tshuva. Don't care. You're allowed to hate that person. Pashtus, you're allowed to hate what he did, even though you don't hate the person himself, but Lamaisa, he's not on your top-rated list of people. Okay. This is not usually the reason people don't like other people. Okay. Unless they're looking for an excuse, then they can find excuses that this applies. Now, the Gemara says, Beferish, that Ohev, you have somebody, a donkey, that, that collapses under its load, and you have to, help the person reload the donkey, take things off the donkey. Donkey's overloaded. Okay, So the halacha is that the removing the load comes first, because then you're helping the donkey. Tzar bali chai. Loading the donkey only helps the person. However, if you have an ohev, what's it called, lahatim, right? You have a lifrok. You have a friend that needs his donkey alleviated of its burden. So you have two mitzvahs here: one to help the person and one to help the animal. And you have a sone lita lahatim. And the sone, you have somebody that you legitimately are not, you're allowed not to like. And we'll see in 1 second. So it says you should help the person load the donkey who you don't like, rather than take the load off the donkey who you do like. Why? Could they lochu fasitro? Because that way you're able to control your yetzer hara. So Tosfos asks, what yetzer hara is there? You're allowed. It could be even a mitzvah to hate this guy because he did something that is totally osur to do. And you know he didn't do tshuva. So why, what, and it has nothing to do with you. Even if he did an avera, there's nothing to do with you. Of course, if he did something that did do with you, he didn't ask mechila or whatever. But Tosfos asks, Lamaisa, where's the yetzer hara over here? The fact that you don't like him is legitimate. So it's not a yetzer hara not to like him. Tosfos says, we have a klal that kemayim ponim oponim. People reflect other people's feelings about them. Memela, if I don't like somebody, so they don't like me. Okay? Except I don't like them for a legitimate reason. They don't like me now because I don't like them, which is not a legitimate reason. Okay? Now, because they don't like me, reflecting my, now I don't like them for a separate reason. Besides the fact that I have a mitzvah not to like them, I don't like them because they don't like me. So that already is yetzer hara. That's already mixed in, not 100% l'shem shamayim, and that's what it means, lochu fesitzro. So therefore, same thing goes, it says, with tzedakah. If you have somebody that, even if legitimately you're allowed to not like them, but he needs tzedakah, and somebody else is a friend that needs tzedakah, you give the enemy before the friend. Okay? And you can give all your ma'aser money to your relatives if they need it, and you don't have more ma'aser money than that. But the ma'aser, it's better not to do that on a regular basis, and to leave some, a percentage of it, for strangers also. I heard once, that's what it says, ha'osit tzedakah b'chol eis, applies to a person who feeds his children who are not dependent on him, who are older than his responsibility, and a person who supports his relatives. That's called tzedakah b'chol eis, because he's able to do tzedakah all the time, because he's involved with these people constantly. So it's tzedakah b'chol eis. So I heard somebody says, it says by the Kohen Gadol, v'lo yavo b'chol eis el HaKodesh. You want to come el HaKodesh, don't come with that tzedakah b'chol eis of helping your relatives, your family, or whatever. See to it you help other people who are not your family also. So those are the dinim of kedima when it comes to tzedakah. Next week we'll speak about what we should maybe have spoken up before this. Who specifically is right to get ma'aser k'safim? What can you use your ma'aser k'safim for? What are legitimate uses for ma'aser tzedakah? Aside from tzedakah, can you use it for mitzvahs? Which mitzvahs not, or whatever? That will, Mitzvah Hashem, get to next week.